This week on Prepping 2.0.
We've all seen the news stories about big tech partnering with big government to spy on people like you. There are ways to greatly reduce this problem.
Cyber privacy with Forrest Garvin.
When disaster strikes, will you be prepared? This is Prepping 2.0 with authors and prepping experts, Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher.
Online at prepping2-0.com.
Get ready. Prepping 2.0 coming in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome, everyone. This is Shelby Gallagher over here at Prepping 2.0, joined by my co-host on the show and co-host in life, Glenn Tate.
An often overlooked prepping topic is cyber privacy. You don't want to broadcast to the world what you're doing online. Our guest today is a prepper cyber privacy expert with a helpful resource for you on this topic. And as always, remember, the only thing harder than planning for a disaster is explaining why you didn't.
So as you think about what we're going to be talking about today, cyber privacy, I mean, we've all heard all the news, we've watched the headlines, we've gotten feedback from our fans who say it really concerns them, our cyber privacy, as well as utilities that we have in the United States that are on a grid, that are connected to computers. And that is especially important when it comes to water.
Mm-hmm.
I know that seems strange that what gets pumped out of the ground is computer connected, but it is. How can you bypass that concern and make sure you've got your preps together when it comes to water, Glenn?
Pro One water filters.
Pro One water filters every time. I encourage you to check them out at our website, prepping2-0.com. Click on Friends and Affiliates. Honestly, just go clicking around their page.
Great affiliates on there and friends of ours.
Amazing products that are anywhere from a small kind of camping setup where it's a tank on a flat surface all the way to whole home water filtration systems so that you can be assured that when you need fresh water that's purified and drinkable, you've got that checked off your box.
Top 100 items that disappear first, a list from Bosnia survivors. That list is available on our website, prepping2-0.com, under the appropriately titled button, Top 100 List of Things. This week, it's number 57, backpacks and duffel bags. Think about it, you're going to be walking around a lot on foot. You're not going to have that roomy pickup truck with its big bed, and you're going to have to carry stuff on your back. And so you got backpacks and duffel bags. And the thing about this list from Bosnia survivors is, if it's on the list, they know what they're talking about. They didn't just dream this up and say in a very comfortable couch on their computer and say, what if they lived it? And so they saw that backpacks and duffel bags were some of the things that disappeared first. Well, here's what you missed from a recent after show if you're not a Patreon.
Find yourself a good sea salt, a kosher salt, Himalayan salt. Other places that I have found these to be fairly cheap is like at your Ross or TJ Maxx in their food section.
Admit it, you're a little curious what the lightning round is and you want to hear it and you have $2 a month to do it and you can go to prepping2-0.com and click on the Patreon button or just get on the Googles, which horrifies our guests that I even said that, and search for Prepping 2.0 and Patreon.
Well, I think he's going to be telling us an amazing alternative.
I just say that for laughs
because
I put the Z on the end. It makes people laugh.
It makes it so it's not really Google.
Yeah, right. It makes me seem old, which is always funny. Announcements, Food Preps 2.0, the book is flying off the shelves. People are loving it, and we've spent 3 years writing it, so we're very gratified by that. So go to foodpreps2-0.com to learn more, or you can access it from the central location for all things Prepping 2.0, which is prepping2-0.com. Well, we've all seen the news stories about big tech partnering with big government to spy on people like you. There are ways to greatly reduce this problem, and our guest, Forrest Garvin, tells you about it. With no further ado, I bring you Forrest Garvin. Hello, sir.
Hey, thank you for having me today. I'm so excited. And by the way, right in my hand right now, I'm holding a book, Food Preps 2.0. And I've read about, I would say, 85% of it. And it's kind of like the complete guide to food preps. And it's amazing. And congratulations, both you guys, for getting that out. 3 years is that's just a small time. You know, that's not long.
Well, thank you, because you are, and we'll mention this in a moment here and verify what I'm saying. You are the hardest working man in the prepping industry. You hate that title, but I've given it to you, and it's like a nickname. You don't get to choose your nickname. And speaking of being the hardest working man in prepping, why don't you tell folks about some of the things you've done in this space? And I think their jaws will drop, because mine certainly does.
Well, it's, I mean, come on. I mean, I appreciate that, but you're a little too much there. But I do have an organization called PrepperNet, where we have around 125,000 members nationwide. We have meetings in 123 cities in the United States. So if you're wanting to meet other like-minded people, you look up PrepperNet, and then you can see our map and see if we have a chapter in your area. And then we have city leaders, they run it, it's free of charge. We've been doing that now for 10 years, and it's growing. We have some amazing people in there. I've written a few books, you know, they're, you know, mediocre. I'm a mediocre king.
Oh, geez.
I do a podcast called Prepping Academy, and I probably have the smartest person in prepping that I just interviewed that's going to be playing, coming out next week, and that is Shelby Gallagher.
What?
Y'all know who that is?
She's smart.
Yeah, she is smart.
She seems cool. She's,
yeah, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
She controls you, so she's she's a blessing to society.
Yes. Takes my rough edges off of me. Thank you, Shelby.
And here recently I've started an academy to teach people two things that I think are absolutely crucial in people like us, people that prepare, people that foresee challenges coming. And one is privacy and security, and making sure people, you know, we stop getting our stuff recorded in the big data centers and sold. And the other one is starting a home-based business. I mean, people, we've got to control our own future and our own income. And when your boss is yourself, you can hate yourself or love yourself that day. And you control it. Unlike going to the corporate job. So, but yeah, so that's what I do.
Well, following up on your home-based business idea and the resources you provide to people, you've been on the show three times, and episode 228, which aired almost a year ago, we had you on to talk about your book, one of many, called Entrepreneurship for Survival, Gain Freedom with a Home-Based Business. And it was more than just your book. It was the whole concept of side hustles, home-based businesses, and all the benefits of it. And it wasn't just the money. There were several other benefits. And so why don't you tell folks the titles of the other books you've written, so people can go on Amazon and give Amazon all the data they want and find your books.
Okay. First book I ever published was called The Case for Christian Preparedness.
Fabulous book.
Because when I started preparing, I was wondering, is this against my faith, against what the Bible says? So I go through the Bible and, in a sense, prove the fact that we are supposed to be prepared. And the second one, so that took a lot of the Bible from the Old Testament and stories. The next one is called Stand Firm to the End. And that is like, okay, the Bible tells us what's going to happen in the future. Let's use that as motivation to be obedient to God. And then I wrote a book called The Preparedness Roadmap. And that book is, if you have a friend that knows nothing about preparedness, they don't know what to buy and when to buy it, this book will walk you through an entire year of what you need to buy, what you need to learn, and then things you need to read and listen to for mindset. So it covers literally what you need, what you need to know, and then the mindset will help you through situations. And 299 Days and Great State, they're both books in there, and your podcast is in there too. That's things that people need to listen to get the mindset and get the knowledge. And then my last book I wrote was The Entrepreneurship for Survival. And it is literally talking to people in the preparedness industry saying, hey, you got a farm or you want a farm, quit your corporate job, go work on some land, you'll make less money, but you'll have no bills. You'll be completely out of debt. And a lot of people work until they're 65 or 70 to retire. You really can retire right now. Most people could retire right now. They look at the equity they have in their house and they do a small business where they can make $30,000 to $50,000 a year. It is life-changing, and people are doing this. And I'm currently writing two books right now. One is called Be Anonymous, and that's going to be coming out within the next couple months. And then the other one is a survival group book. Been working on that one. That's a two-year book too. So I feel your pain on that.
So after listening to that, Forrest, I agree with Glenn.
Yes.
You're the hardest working man in the preparedness world.
Yes.
Oh my goodness gracious. Those are all vibrant, amazing things that people need to know about the preparedness world.
Turning to the topic of cyber privacy, why don't you establish your bona fides as a guy who knows a thing or two about computers?
Okay, so in 19, I know when you say 19, all the kids I hang out with just laugh at me. But in 1991, a small bank called Nations Bank hired me to be their webmaster. It then became Bank of America, and I was the webmaster for Bank of America. I was in charge of all their internet initiatives. Matter of fact, I put their first domain name and website on the internet. I got some first in my life. One is I created the first credit card application online that was real-time approval. So as you're filling this out, we checked your credit and we approved you and told you how much. And that was the first time that was ever done. There was a conference also once that I had the richest man in the world introduce me in front of 4,200 people. And that would have been Bill Gates at the time, because of the project we were working on together. So I've been in technology. From there, I went and created internet data centers and I sold that company. So I've been, and I've owned web development companies. So I've been around privacy and security. So websites and hosting, that's a different type of privacy and security than kind of what I'm talking about. I'm talking about your personal privacy and security. How can you be as anonymous as you can on the internet? And it can be done. It takes a little work, doesn't take a lot of money. I went through it the other night with one of my classes, and it doesn't take a lot of money as well. You just got to know what to do and kind of got to be trained on doing it, because it's just kind of hard to figure some of the things out. But here's the thing, the government and companies will never give you your privacy back. It's never going to happen. So we as individuals, as citizens of the United States, we have to take it back. And it can be taken back. And so that's some of the things I'm going over right now in the class, in the webinar.
Well, let folks know why cyber privacy is so important. I mean, everyone gets the basic stuff, but drill down on why this is a big deal and why people need to address this.
Well, so they have a data center. And when I say they, the NSA, our government, has a data center in Utah. And everyone knows about the one in Utah. But they have like 17 other ones exactly like that. Every single phone call, every single email, the metadata to text, to messages, all that is being recorded right now. And it has been for years. And we know that from the Edward Snowden documents. When he leaked that, you can say he's a traitor or you can say he's a hero. But when he leaked that information, we found out exactly how the government was spying on us. And they had contracts and agreements with all these companies. And there is a law that talks about when you give another company your information, there's no law that they have to keep it private. And it becomes public domain in the sense that they can sell that. And they do that. They sell it even to the government. So right now, our government, you would say, well, I'm not so afraid of my government right now. Well, you know, people in other countries, they weren't afraid of their government either. And then one election can change everything. Imagine now having all your phone calls, all your emails, all your messages, all your locations, and everything you've ever purchased is in one data center. And now put an AI front to that. Because a lot of people was like, well, that's so much information. They can never use that. But now put an AI front in front of that and then go to the computer. I'm going to type in, look up everything Glenn Tate has purchased on his credit card dealing with guns, any communications he's ever talked to anyone about guns in any locations in the last 5 years where they sell guns or shoot guns. And all of a sudden, within 29 seconds, everything is on the screen for someone to read. That's terrifying. So a lot of people go, well, I don't have anything to hide. Well, Benjamin Franklin, if you take what he says, and if you lose your privacy, you lose your freedom. And when governments are freely just grabbing this information, it can be damaging because we don't know right now. I don't think it's being used against us yet. But again, one election, it could change everything, and they can go back and use that information and get it in an instant.
That's why we're having you on today.
That's why we're excited to have you here today. But let's take a quick break from our terrified thoughts.
Yes.
And thank our sponsors. You can find all of our awesome sponsors here at Prepping 2.0 at our website, prepping2-0.com. Over there, you will find the great people of Survival Garden Seeds. They are my new besties these days as I get my garden going this year. Come and take it, Armor, Katie Armor, Backwoods Home Magazine. Oh my gosh, a great resource there. Umana Foods specializes in bulk freeze-dried foods. Paul Burke Realtor, he'll help you get relocated to a great place in Idaho. Gibbs Arms, and of course, our amazing, amazing producer, Andy. You can find him at Podcast Access if you've ever thought about getting your own podcast going.
Forrest, we're going to talk more, obviously, about cyber privacy. But before we do, give folks information about this course that you're speaking of. It'll be available on the prepping2-0.com website under Friends and Affiliates. And you can click through and, I believe, get a discount. You can say so or not. So tell folks how to get started on this before you get into the meat and potatoes. Because, listeners, grab yourself a pen and paper and write this one down.
Yeah, so what I'm doing is I'm doing an absolutely free webinar. In this webinar, I'm going to teach you how to be more private with your emails, browsing the web, with your messages, with purchasing things online. And the webinar is going to be informational, packed full of information. Matter of fact, I've had people, and usually they don't say this about my product, but they said that was the best webinar I've ever had. And I'm like, wow. But it's so informational. People are watching it over and over again. And also after that, I have a course that people want to sign up for, which is a month-long class. And I teach things in that class, how to create four different types of burner phones. I mean, true off-the-grid burner phones, how to completely buy things, disappear on the internet. I mean, your emails are not tracked to you, your phone numbers are not tracked to you, your credit card purchases are not tracked to you. Even when you get them delivered, they're not tracked to you. You completely, so let's say last year sometime, Target, I think it was 64 million people, information was leaked. And that was usernames, passwords, last four of the credit card, expiration date, phone number, all this stuff was leaked. And so in our class, what we're going to teach you is literally when that database is found by someone, they could go to your line and all that information, you won't care a bit about it. It won't be your real credit card. It won't be your real phone number. It won't be your real mailing address. All that information, we teach you literally how to become anonymous, and it can be done. And also, speaking of Target, have you ever seen the article where the man was furious that his family was starting getting all this baby mail from Target and emails?
I remember that.
And it was because the young lady, his daughter, was pregnant. He didn't know about it, but Target knew about it. Because they were using the IP address of the mom's account when she would buy things. And they would go, oh, here's another IP address coming from that same. They must be someone in the house is pregnant. And started sending them all this information. We teach you how to completely stop that. So you'll never see an ad again because you say something out loud or because you search something.
I'm telling you, that makes
that's a for real thing.
That right there, because it happens enough. We've all had it happen to us. That right there just gives me the heebie-jeebies every time it happens. So yeah, I just want to jump in there. We've all had that. Oh my gosh, I was just talking about somebody was telling us grilled squirrel, and all of a sudden there's a recipe for grilled squirrel on there. Oh my gosh.
Which I don't know what's more frightening, that they knew what we were talking about or that there's actually a recipe for grilled squirrel.
Right.
That seems frightening enough. Do folks need to be computer geniuses to avail themselves of this information?
I had a young man of 72 years old take my class. And I asked him out loud in front of everyone, I'm like, why did you take this class? And he said, because it's so important. My kids need to know this. And I see where the world's going. And if I start learning this, maybe it will become more important to them. And I'm like, wow. But they can sign up for this totally free. Again, it is at preppernet.com/privacy. And there's two nights. And if I get a bunch of people, I'll do three nights because I love answering questions. But it's preppernet.com/privacy. And you'll have the link and everything. Yes, it's important. Not only that, so who are we hiding from? People are like, well, who are we hiding from? Well, I'm going to hide from bad actors. Anyone that wants to steal my information, my credit card, we talk about how to freeze your credit. We talk about, even security, like personal security. Did you know if you take your trash to the road, it's not against the law for someone to come and grab everything out of your trash can? It's considered public domain when you take your trash and put it down to the road. Anyone can grab your bags and the police can't do anything about it.
Yep.
So we go through some of that, but there's bad actors. People would steal. They want to steal your identity. And when you finish, no one will ever be able to steal your identity, and they won't be able to take your title either. You know, they have this title insurance and this LifeLock. We totally get rid of that. Companies take your information, like Target. We talked about that. They get your information, and they leak it. And there's no repercussions, which is the worst thing. I can't believe that. There's no repercussions when a company's the data is leaked. And then the government. We want to hide from the government. And we will. But let me do a little asterisk here. If the NSA and the CIA and FBI want this information, you can't stop it. So, but they're not looking for people, ordinary people like us. So we will hide all our information from the government. But I just can't. I mean, if you want to hide from the NSA, you know, I can help you there, but that's not the game I want to play.
Right.
That takes you living in the woods with no devices.
Not appealing.
We like couches. Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, yes. But they're not just randomly recording your data, the NSA. They have to literally go through, and it would be tough for them. Like, for an example, Signal is an app that I absolutely use 100% of the time. If you text me and you're not using Signal, I usually don't respond for 24 hours. And then people get mad at me and they go, dude, I text you. I'm like, oh, I don't use that unsecure messaging system. I use Signal. So I don't really check it. And then everyone in my family are switching over and they're using it. And it's so private and so secure, and it hasn't been hacked. There's bad information about it. But if you remember when they were looking for a new House of Representatives and they're trying to vote, and it was on every television in the United States, and everyone was on their phone texting someone.
Yeah.
We all know now who they were texting. It was Donald Trump. And they were, honestly,
right.
And they were using Signal.
For sure.
Hey, we need to go and have
a
segment break here. We will be back on the other side of the break with Forrest Garvin and his great tips on cyber privacy. Please do stick around.
More of Prepping 2.0 with authors Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher is coming right up. Hear all our previous shows free online at prepping2-0.com.
Are you a prepper or homesteader looking to connect with like-minded people in your area? Looking to start your own preparedness group? Already have a group? Well, look no further than PrepperNet. PrepperNet is dedicated to personal responsibility, individual freedoms, and being self-reliant. PrepperNet has monthly meetings in over 100 cities where you can meet and learn with like-minded people in your area. PrepperNet, where preppers unite. Find us online at preppernet.com.
Without water, you're done in 3 days. Pro One Water Filters. It's literally a matter of life and wet. Pro One G2.0 all-in-one gravity systems are NSF ANSI 42 component certified.
Not everybody can say that.
No need for additional add-on filters to reduce fluoride. Pro One stainless gravity systems include a stainless steel spigot and a countertop stand for no additional cost. Pro One Water Filter Gravity Systems. Check them out at ProOneUSA.com. That's ProOneUSA.com. Most tested, most trusted.
Prepping 2.0 is about that next level of prepping. One of the key 2.0 items to have is bulletproof body armor plates. I used to think body armor was too tactical for a regular guy like me, but it isn't. Give yourself, your family, and your team an unfair advantage when bullets are flying. Body armor used to be expensive and hard to get. Not anymore. KD Armor, and that stands for Come and Take It, makes solid and affordable body armor for normal people. Get body armor while you can. The clowns in Congress are trying to prohibit future sales. KD Armor is the place to get it. CATIArmor.com. Prepping 2.0 listeners get a 10% discount when you use the coupon code GRANT.
Shelby Gallagher here. We found that you need to layer your food preps.
Yeah, this is Glenn Tate here. A lot of times the hardest part of layering is the long-term foods. We love Numana foods, which have a 25-year shelf life and are non-GMO. Also, organic meals are available.
Numana comes in family-style portions and in bulk. This is not backpacking food. It's family meals that last for at least 25 years, the perfect freeze-dried part of your food layering.
You can get a sample of Numana meals for $19.95 and see for yourself. You will be amazed.
Prepping 2.0 listeners get a 10% discount by entering the code PREP.
Go to Numana.com or click the link on the Prepping 2.0 website.
Give it a try. Numana.com. That is N-U-M-A-N-N-A.com.
When the grid goes down, darkness will descend fast. Used to be there was nothing you could do about an EMP, electromagnetic pulse, or CME, coronal mass ejection. Now you can protect your electronics, protect your family, thanks to EMP Shield. EMP Shield invented a simple-to-install device that prevents whatever's connected to it from frying in an EMP or CME, and it costs just a few $100s. EMP Shield has been tested by independent laboratories and passed muster with the government, which has ordered lots of them. Google EMP Shield and see for yourself. And save some money. Get a $50 discount per device. Go to prepping2-0.com. Click on the Friends and Affiliates page, then click on the EMP Shield logo. At checkout, use coupon code prepping2.0. It's all one word.
In a tactical situation, your AR is your life. Gibbs Arms makes a sweet feature, the only side charger that can use a standard bolt carrier group with no modification. Gibbs makes them in 9mm, 5.56, and 308. In fact, Gibbs Arms has been granted 8 patents for unique innovations. The company started back in 2008 when two Boeing engineers realized no one else made what they wanted. Take a look at their website and see all the ways Gibbs Arms can help you mod your AR. Gibbs with a Z, arms.com. That's GIBBZARMS.com.
Now, more of Prepping 2.0 with authors Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Shelby Gallagher over here at Prepping 2.0. Thanks for rejoining us. Oh, my gosh. I'm just sitting here listening and writing. We're just getting started with our discussion of cyber privacy with Forrest Garvin. Of course, we are definitely going to take this into the after show. I hope you join us there. If you're not a Patreon supporter, please consider joining us. You can find that button over on our website at prepping2-0.com.
Speaking of technology, I kind of don't like technology, which is weird given that we have a podcast and we rely on technology, but I can love and hate technology. It's okay. I don't have to be consistent.
I think we're all in that boat though. We love and hate it. Yeah.
We love it and hate it. Here's one technological thing that I love and that actually works, and that's EMP Shield. It actually protects whatever circuit you wire it into from the surge effect of an EMP. And if you're not sure why you would need one, you need to listen to this show more because it's pretty apparent. So consider that. EMP Shield is on our Friends and Affiliates page on prepping2-0.com. Get yourself a hefty discount. We have a lot of listeners who take advantage of that discount. So thank you guys for doing it. And thank you, EMP Shield, for giving our folks a discount.
Yep.
Archive Dive. This is where we go back into the archives and we look at a previous episode. We have so many new listeners. Thank you, new listeners. We love you guys. That you may not know of some of the stuff we've done in the past, and there may be a topic we mention, and you say, by golly, I should go back and listen to that one. Well, this is one of those examples. It's episode 129, which aired in April of 2021, and it was called Staying Motivated to Prep, the 2021 version. We did one previously in 2018 that was not some of our best work. That's before we had Andy, the awesome producer, and well, before we knew what we were doing.
And it was before COVID. Those were the good old days.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
So staying motivated is something that is overarching over every prepping topic. You can know all the stuff in the world about topic A, B, or C, but if you're not motivated to learn and retain and apply that knowledge, it doesn't do you any good. So I wanted to resume with Forrest. This is fantastic. I'm sitting here taking notes myself. You touched on Signal as your example of a really great product, and you mentioned that you don't reply if it's not on Signal. Please talk about the spectrum between convenience and privacy. What does all that mean? Because a lot of folks, including me, we are all about the convenience, and with the convenience comes the price of a lack of privacy. So this is a fascinating topic, in my opinion.
So most of the apps that you would use, that you're currently using, you are the product. Mm-hmm. So Google, they make this Gmail so that they can capture your information and sell it. So you're literally the product. And so the hard thing about privacy is, if you want convenience, we all have convenience right now. Privacy, you have to work for. It's a little bit more difficult. And some of it you have to pay for, or you should pay for. For an example, Signal is a free app that people use. It's totally free. It's a nonprofit organization. But if people don't support them, then they're going to go out of business. So a lot of the privacy apps you need to pay for, or you need to help support them. But privacy is something you've got to physically take back. If you don't take it back, everything that you're doing is just being stored, not just being recorded, stored, including everything in your car, everything in your phone. Your car is one of the worst, just incredibly bad.
So you're talking like about your OnStar system and how you connect your phone to your,
Yes, yes. Matter of fact, about 50% of all used cars, they go and someone turns them in, buys a new car, and 50% of them, people still have all their phone logs are tied into their car. That information is now being sold as car dealerships are getting this information. And so it is, I'm telling you, again, we're never going to get our privacy back. No one's going to ever hand us back. We've got to go take it. And you know what? It is difficult to take. But that's like you're talking about the prepping thing. I've been prepping for 24 years. And it does sometimes get overwhelming. But the funnest thing you'll ever do is when you purchase something online, you get it delivered at maybe another address or something. And you know that no one in the world can pin that on you. Mm-hmm. And you feel like a little spy. And it's pretty cool. And it is fun when you know that you're doing stuff and people have no clue and they can't record it.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Well, tell some other things that folks will learn, topics that will be covered mm-hmm. in your free webinar.
Okay. Yeah. You know, everyone knows what VPNs are. I tell you not only the cheapest way to get through things and have things, but I mean, like email, we'll go through the VPN. We'll even touch into Tor and the dark web. We'll even do searches on the dark web for your information and see what data breaches that your email, your username has ever been in. You can even test some of your old passwords and see if they're out there. For an example, LinkedIn. Every business person in the United States probably has a LinkedIn account. In 2016, LinkedIn, their entire database was leaked, and it's on the dark web right now. I can go search through it. So let's say I go in there and I find Glenn Tate. I can see your phone number. I can see the username you used to sign into LinkedIn. I can also see the password you use for LinkedIn. So then I'm a bad actor. I'm going to take that username and password, and I'm going to see if you have a bank account, maybe at Fifth Third Bank or Bank of America or Spotify or, you know, Proton Mail. I'm going to try that username and password everywhere until it gives me access to something, because more than likely you've never even changed that password because you didn't know to change it after the LinkedIn. And there was also the worst thing ever was when Equifax, they keep our data. Their data was leaked and your social security number was leaked out. So what do you do with that information? I mean, how do you handle that? How do you combat that? Well, we go through that in the course of how to stop any identity theft and your credit cards. So I have credit cards and I never use them. I use a thing called a virtual credit card. So my credit card number is never put out on the internet and I'm hidden. Or I use gift cards. You can actually use gift cards and get the same thing done. So any database right now that is going to be leaked literally will have your information and people can use that. And they do that all the time. Every time they do that all the time. And that's fun. Wouldn't it be fun? If you're a bad actor, you just, that information is just readily available. You're hiring people to try these usernames and passwords to see when you can take advantage or dox or get their, you know, information. And then you send them an email saying, hey, I got this information. If you don't give me $1,000, I'm going to put it on the internet.
Yeah. Whew.
Well, and there's also the Chinese social credit system, and which most listeners are familiar with. But if you're not, it's basically like a credit rating, but on social stuff. So the Chinese government, and they're very open about it. They're proud of it. They actually think it's a model for the rest of the world, which scares me. But in China, if you are a good party member, if you're an obedient citizen, your social credit rating goes up. And if you are not a good citizen, it goes down. How does that affect you? Well, maybe you can't use your phone. Maybe you can't use credit cards. Maybe you can't travel, or there are gradations of this. Maybe you don't get to travel as far if you have a somewhat bad social credit rating. And don't think this is not happening in America, because everybody's got their eye on the government, which is fair. But you need to keep your eye on big tech, because if big tech prevents you from, say, I don't know, using a credit card at a gun store. Oh, that's right. That is happening. They have a separate, basically, sales code for firearms and firearms accessories. This is not made up. This is for real and verifiable. And they're now tracking that. And they can turn off the credit card network for sales that have that code on them. And so it's not just the government. This is not a conspiracy theory kind of thing. This could be done by bad people in, say, blue states to try to cripple decent people and their transactions in, say, red states. So this isn't geographically based. And that's one of the dangers of this. If you have the credit card companies in bed with the blue state, big government, big tech monolith, you've got a huge problem, because you can't buy gas in rural Montana. So
look at,
talk about that.
Look at our country. Look at the truckers in Canada. Look at the big companies, big tech, that shut down people's accounts so they couldn't sell guns. They couldn't take donations anymore. That's why Patreon became so big at one point, because PayPal was stopping all the donations being, you know, donated to XYZ organization. And then the truckers, they literally took that money. That's Canada. Canada's like a brother of ours. You were like, wait, how can that happen in Canada? But it happens in the United States. And it still happens in the United States. When they don't like something that people are doing, PayPal, you know, Stripe, Visa, MasterCard, Bank of America, they just delete their accounts, hold their money, and let the courts handle it. And so it is happening in America. And that's why we need, well, I'm not going to say this out loud, but I like crypto, and I hope it gets some legs, and because it can't be stopped. It's not a crypto talk, but that's why you don't want any of your information out.
Yeah.
And we go through all that.
So one of the other things I wanted to ask you about, because I feel like, oh, God, this gets really discouraging and creepy, and we talk about, and Glenn jokes about, oh, just go Google. You hear people use Google.
Mm-hmm. As a verb.
As a verb. And truly we mean it as a verb. It means go look it up. I use DuckDuckGo, and I know DuckDuckGo has had its own issues. Talk to us a little bit about just private networks that are okay, so that we're not being influenced. And let me just jump back to about something you just said. Let's not forget what happened in 2020. There was an election. It was an election year. Wink, wink, nod, nod. The collaboration and the collusion that came out with the Twitter files between government and private entities and big tech exposing this, especially when Elon Musk bought Twitter and showed how much collusion there was over data and suppression of information. So again, I just wanted to add to your example, this is happening. And it used to be, there used to be a time when big tech would fight against government. Now they're colluding, and that's where we should have concern. But anyway, let's talk about virtual networks, because
So DuckDuckGo, there was some issues with DuckDuckGo. Like last year, they partnered with Microsoft, and everyone was like, wait, what? Why are they partnering with Microsoft? And now it's come out that they are partnered with Microsoft, but Microsoft is not getting the information. Okay. They were, and they had to change their stance. So DuckDuckGo made the right moves. Bless you.
Excuse me. Holy smokes. Must be allergy season.
But I like DuckDuckGo. I like StartPage. That's a great browser to use. I also like, it's a decentralized search engine, and it's actually based on a blockchain network, and it's called Presearch. It's one of my favorite. And when you search Presearch, you actually mine the token, and you can actually get paid. It's not a lot, but you could probably get paid, I don't know, $50 a year just by using the Presearch search engine, because they'll pay you to use it. And I'm a big, I love Presearch. I actually have 5 nodes, just, you know, being transparent. I have 5 nodes on the internet. When you search Presearch, you can get Google results, you can get Bing results, and it's a third party. So they don't know anything about who is actually searching, because it goes through a third party. It goes through my server in Singapore, or one I have in Atlanta. So Google, Bing, they have no idea who's getting the results. And as you do that, even if you just search through a browser or their own browser, you can actually, you know, make about $50 a year. Depends on how much you search. But so there are some great methods to search. VPNs, one thing about VPN, that's a software that literally connects a tunnel, because your ISP spies on you and everything you do. Every website you go to, they log it, they sell it. AT&T, Spectrum, Comcast, they all take that data and sell it. You're the product. Even though they're charging you, you're the product. So a VPN will hide all that information, and they will not be able to tell what you're doing. But the key about a VPN is there's some court cases, not court cases, old hearings that our government had, that back in the day, our government created VPN companies so people would sign up, and they think they're totally being anonymous on the internet, and they're not. Our government created the company that came out in the Vault 7 documents. You're like, what? They created these VPN companies so it would give a false sense of security and privacy? They did. That's our government. So make sure you get one that you pay for. And I only recommend like 2. I love called Proton VPN. It's probably the best in the privacy and security world. It's probably got the highest ranking of everyone that I know. And the other one's called Movad. Nord, everyone is probably the biggest. I'm not a big fan of it because of some issues they've had in the past, but I'm a big Proton proponent and love it. And you can, I mean, I think I did for a gentleman the other night. He goes, okay, I want to do all this stuff. How much is it going to cost me? And most of the stuff that he wanted to do was less than like $200 a year.
Oh, that's and so not bad. It's,
no, not bad at all. And so it costs money to not be the product, but like Signal, there's several things you can use that are free because it's a nonprofit. And that's ran by people that love our Constitution and love our privacy and our freedoms.
Yeah, and stay away from free stuff, because as you say, you are the product. And and I listened to a fascinating podcast, and its basic point was, you know what the problem with big tech is? Everybody wants free stuff. And that big tech could not have become the problem it is if people didn't want free Gmail, for example. Right. And when you think about it, it's true. What a teeny little convenience you're getting, what a teeny little savings you're getting at quite a price. So folks need to consider that.
So I'm going to take a slight left turn here.
Not politically.
It could be.
Okay.
So let me just ask. So here's where my mind is going when I think about all this, especially Google and how much they harvest so much information. And I'm saying this because I have a kid that was recently in public school, and how much school systems use Google and have Google accounts for their students, Google accounts for their
The Chromebooks,
the Google Classroom, especially. Oh, my gosh. Just go look out on YouTube and look up Google Classroom. I mean, teachers use this. Students use this. The entire just network of a school is Google-based. So this information is being harvested from your kids before they even know not to do this and without any choices. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, most schools, when they do the Chromebook, the solution is homeschool.
Yeah, I'm exactly.
That is the only solution, because your kid's not going to pass if he doesn't do his assignments and doesn't do it on the Chromebook. So one good thing with the recording of the data, as data gets older, it's less valuable to corporations. But as data gets older to government or future governments, it could still be valuable. So the question is, what's your risk assessment there of your 8-year-old kid doing homework on a computer? Well, let's be honest. He's not going to be typing bombs. And that data doesn't really mean a lot to anyone until they literally become an adult. That's when corporations can use it. And no 8-year-old kid is going to be called into court saying, why did you type these things?
Right.
Because he's an 8-year-old kid. So a lot of times, but the solution is homeschool or private school where they don't. And I know a lot of people are going to cringe when I say this, but Apple is a more secure product system. They don't sell your data. Do they record it? Absolutely, they do. But they don't sell your data. So if you're using an iPad or a Mac, everything you do, matter of fact, in the class, or you can figure this out yourself, look it up. You can go to Apple and you can go to Google and request all your information be sent to you. Everything you have on me, Apple, I want a copy of it. Now, it takes about 3 weeks to 4 weeks to get that, but they send it, and you better be ready, because it's usually around a 10 to 15 to 20 gig file, and you can download it. And it's everything that they have, they stored on you. And both from Google and Apple, you can request that. I would recommend not doing that because, well, I guess I would.
You might just curl up and scare the creepers out of you.
It is. it will. Absolutely.
Wow. Wow, wow.
So one of the other things that we cover in the class is how to get that stuff taken off. I tell people a lot of times, hey, we can delete you from the internet. Or usually I say we can help you disappear. There's one way, the shovel. I don't want to do that because digging holes are hard. The other way is deleting people's information off the internet. It can be done. There's some legal documents for some companies, but it can be done. And we also, because you were talking about something that happened to you guys. I don't know. Yeah. Is that public?
Yeah, no, it is. And let me fill folks in. We were doxxed, and that is a term where usually leftist maniacs will find out people's real identities and publish it. And it's kind of a wink and nod kind of thing. Hey, you might want to visit these people. So our names and our home address was publicized. And we were, when we lived in Washington State, in which Antifa and BLM couldn't get arrested if they tried, let alone prosecuted.
We were on video setting fires. Yeah.
Forest fires. Not at our house, but
that was the concern.
We live surrounded by woods, and it was a concern. So we went out and bought 8 fire extinguishers. True story. So you can get doxxed, and you're saying, well, that may only happen, you know, people like Glenn and Shelby. I don't think we're famous, but whatever. No, if you've got pervasive lawlessness and you've got horrible psychotic people that have all kinds of information about you, this is a recipe for disaster. And that's why cyber privacy is really important.
Mm-hmm. So my best friend's son, I literally helped raise this child, was becoming a police officer. And we met and I said, listen, police officers can be doxxed. If he arrests the wrong person, they could come after you and your family. So what we did before he even graduated from the academy, we went through and did a disinformation campaign. And what disinformation is that he lives at house A on the map, and we're going to make it look like he lives somewhere else in the community, not putting other people in danger, but we're going to make him look like he lives at B, C, or D, and A would be almost impossible to link his house and property to him. And so we go through that in the course. It's called it like a disinformation about how to, even if you currently live in a house that's out there. Now, if you people going down to the court and looking at your title, a lot of that information, we can literally do disinformation and make it look like you moved, or make it look like you moved a couple times and no longer live where you're living now, to get and give you some type of privacy. But again, they can go down and look at the title or something, or the tax records. But a lot of people, not that smart, but I mean, it's like criminals are the, you know, not the smartest people.
And they're lazy.
And they're lazy, yes. So also in the class I teach, on the physical security, I can break in anyone's house as a garage with less than 10 seconds.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And I tell them how to fix it too. But people are like, what? I never even thought about that. But anyway, so it is all about privacy, security for you and your family. And what is being recorded about you is the scariest thing. Again, someone having an AI front to the data that me when I was 18, 20 years old, that would be frightening.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, because I wasn't always this nice.
No, exactly. No, we know you.
Well, yeah, and I was just going to say, we all have our history. We all have, just in general, we all have things that we want to keep private. So going back to Glenn and I, what was really interesting during that time as we get ready to wrap up here, these were news articles that were...
Yeah, in sketchy leftist journals that were
really
just designed
crazy
to get on the internet. No, it's not like they were actually read by anybody, like... subscribers.
Right. And what was interesting is people who know us were like, those were weird articles. They were just kind of like,
that was the purpose of the article.
Purely the purpose. And mm-hmm. So it's weird and it's crazy. And I'll go back. This was during the summer of 2020, if I believe, where
yes.
This is where most of Washington was on fire and we were one of the few places that weren't. So it was a valid reason. And as you can hear, as we talk through this and get ready to wrap it up, this should wake us all up and all of us should feel a little bit of chills going up our spine as we think about all the things that we need to do. So we're going to jump over the after show, of course, look
yes.
in the show notes and make sure you jump on and take advantage of Forrest's online course for this and free course. So as we always say, and we've mentioned once today, failing to prepare is preparing to fail, from Benjamin Franklin. Folks, have a great week, everyone.
Adios.
You've been listening to Prepping 2.0 with authors Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher. All the information you've heard today, including all our previous shows, is online at prepping2-0.com. Find out more about Glenn's books at 299days.com and Shelby's books at agreatstate.com. Learn about the latest book they authored together at foodpreps2-0.com. Until next time, be smart, be safe, and be prepared.